stage for the house concert at the 2018 Tamworth Country Music Festival on ABC Radio and ABC Country.
Nice to have your company. We're coming to you from the DAG in Nundle on the outskirts of Tamworth for the house concert, and we are in for a great second half of the show. As I look over to the right of the stage, there's some beauty on the stage, girls looking fine, and we've got Smith and Jones all the way from Bathurst, Soph and Abby. It's over to you, girls.
Hi. Oh, thanks, Fliss. We are so honoured to be asked to be a part of the Saturday Night House Concert. And this is our first time out to the DAG. I'm actually a Tamworth girl, born and bred, but been living in Bathurst for nearly 10 years now. Yeah, Bathurst. but have never ventured out this far. I've been to Nundle, but not out here. So, yeah, it's a treat to be out here today.
Yep. Last time we spoke to Fliss on the radio, we talked about murder ballads. And we love a good murder ballad. We have an epic one on the album. We're not going to play it because it goes for like 18 minutes. So it's epic. But this is the sequel to that murder ballad. This is what happened next. So this is called Baby Blue.
Voices of the boys she's loved, a whispered song that weaves its way into her heart. But if she listens close, surely she will recognize the one that stands before her in the dark. Thinks of home while he's taking off her party dress. Thinks of high school friends, a lover, sweet kind. Well, it's a long road between home and his hotel room, between a TV tower and somewhere left behind. Oh, baby blue, why do you cry? Baby blue, why do you cry alone? In the moonlight, all the voices sound the same. She can see the fog come creeping, rising up from its river gray below, like a bride veiled white on her wedding day. The city's lights are veiled underneath white snow. What's a woman to the ways of an ugly world? What's a man if not to deal out death and doubt? Well, she thinks that as she pours herself a strong one, she turns away. Another one takes the easy way out. Oh, baby blue, why do you cry? Baby blue, why do you cry alone? In the moonlight, all the shadows look the same. Whispered song that weaves its way into her heart. Well, she's listening and she can't recognize the ghost that stands before her in the dark. Oh, baby blue, why do you cry? Oh, baby blue, why do you cry alone? In the moonlight, all the shadows look the same.
Smith and Jones, ladies and gentlemen. What a nice way to kick off the second hour Saturday Night Country House Concert from the DAG. And aren't they just so bright to look at? Aren't they a great pair? Sophie and Abby, I tell you what. Sophie Jones and Abby Smith and teamed up. Did you first meet in Tamworth? Is that where you first met?
No, we met in Bathurst. So I was working in a record store there, Stop and Rock, since shut down, unfortunately. But Sophie had just finished uni. So she spent what little money she had as a uni student at
which
the record
none.
Store.
Yeah. It was zero. It was this many.
It was not much.
But yeah, Abby said, I've just moved back from Sydney and I want to start a soul choir, would you come? And I went, yeah, that sounds awesome. Because all my friends had just moved back home and back to Sydney and I was feeling a bit lost, hence spending my time in a record store surrounded by music. And yeah, she rang me a few days later and said, do you want to start the choir with me? Do you want to help me run it? And I said, yeah, let's do it. So we've been running, it's called the Can Beltos. We believe everyone can and should sing. And we do a different song every week. We've done everything from Creedence to Joni Mitchell to the Beatles to the Four Tops. We've been going strong for this will be our fifth year now. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, well, you've heard our audience here today. This house concert audience.
So
what do you think?
Good. Oh, the best.
Amazing.
Top shelf. There you go. Top shelf, Nundle.
It's the DAG choir.
Hey.
Just what is it? Just a really quick 101 thing that you get a choir to do to start off when you've got lots of green faces. What's something you'd throw at these guys just to answer, a call and answer thing you'd give them?
We have a little song called Don't Tell That Boyo, where Sophie says, don't tell that boyo, and everybody else says, hey, sister, I'm talking to you.
I'll go, don't tell that boyo.
And we say, hey, sister, I'm talking to you.
You want to try it? Don't tell that boyo. Your turn.
Hey, sister, I'm talking to you.
Again?
Don't tell that boyo. Hey, sister, I'm talking to you.
That's it. Don't tell that boyo.
Then we say, sister, don't you whisper what I told
don't
you.
Don't tell that boyo.
I'm going to love him.
I'm going to love him. Oh, oh, oh. All together. Oh, oh, oh. Louder. And again. Oh, oh, oh. One more time. Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, yeah. Smith and Jones on the spot.
The Saturday Night Country House Concert with Felicity Urquhart at the 2018 Tamworth Country Music Festival.
I have to say a huge welcome back to Michael Waugh because we don't often have guests repeating year after year, but after what Michael brought to the house concert last year, I extended the invitation back to Michael on air on Saturday Night Country and the listeners would have heard that, the regulars, and it's so wonderful. He changed his plans to make sure he could be here for us today and, Michael, it is just delightful to have you back.
Yeah, thank you. I have to say, because I played quite a few shows last year and the Golden Guitars was one of them, and that was an amazing experience, but I still think probably the nicest performance experience that I had was right here, because these people were so kind and warm and generous, and, you know, I write songs about my family and where I come from, and, you know, to have a room full of people just be so present for those stories, meant the world. So, yeah, thanks, Fliss, yeah. I wanted to start today with the song that I got nominated for the Golden Guitar for last year. It's a song about my mum called Hayfield Girl. She grew up in this little country town, which is just outside of Maffra, which is the place where I was born and where my dad was born. And thanks to Felicity and Scott Lamond and the ABC, that little story about this tiny little town has sort of gone everywhere and people have heard it all across Australia. And I keep getting lovely messages from people saying, you know, I live in Western Australia and this song reminds me of my home and my mum. Around this time last year, I got contacted by this woman who said her name was Tamworth and that she came from that area and how much this song was an inspiration for her, because the song is about my mum being sick and, you know, the love that my dad had for her. Anyway, So she contacted me, and a little while ago I was contacted by her husband, Ian, to say that she'd passed away. And so I wanted to dedicate Hayfield Girl today to Tamworth and to make 2018 Tamworth's festival. Car tapes we played on those long country drives were Kenny's and Dolly's and old Charlie Pride. Mum sang along with Bill Reeves and Bill Ives as we rattled along country tracks. And Dad used to threaten us boys with a hiding if you don't settle down in the back. Then Mum would growl, but she'd turn up the volume and pass round the lollies she packed. But they don't write pretty love songs for girls born in Hayfield. American women get songs about how they're adored. Tennessee girls get two walls. Californian girls, they've got no folks. Ah, but they don't write love songs about girls from Hayfield at all. No, they don't write love songs about girls from Hayfield at all. Hayfield's a timber mill town in East Gippsland. The Mafra boys think it's a joke. So Dad used to hang it on Mum, who was born there, but she'd get hers back, I suppose. They don't write pretty love songs for girls born in Hayfield. American women get songs about how they're adored. Tennessee girls get two walls. Californian girls, they've got no faults. Ah, but they don't write love songs about girls from Hayfield at all. No, they don't write love songs about girls from Hayfield at all. Dad loved my mum with affection familiar, as long as an old country road. But there's not a melody written that sings of the depths of the love that they've known. So even when cancer took part of mum's body and the chemo took all of her hair, Dad used to tease mum about girls from Hayfield, 'cause that's how she knows that he cares. He'd say, well, they don't write pretty love songs for girls born in Hayfield, but you're the most beautiful woman I've ever known. Tennessee girls, they might waltz. Californian girls might have no faults. Ah, but you blokes can keep them, 'cause I've got my Hayfield girl. You blokes can keep them, 'cause I've got my Hayfield girl.
Michael Wall with your special guest, Rob McKay, as well, from the Bobcats.
You set me off at the start, Michael. What a beautiful version. And Ian, it's lovely to have you in the house today and lovely to meet you as well, Ian.
Thank you very, very, very much.
Very special indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, come on, feel the love. Another round of applause. The power of music.
This is Saturday Night Country from the 2018 Tamworth Country Music Festival on ABC Radio and ABC Country.
We released our first album this time last year. We picked them up on our way to Tamworth and then sold a few here and then did a big launch in Bathurst in March. We actually did a launch at an airport hangar, which was good fun, and we had a lot of people come out. We've had a big year of touring around to areas around Bathurst and the Central West. But like I said, I grew up in Tamworth, and Abby's a Bathurst girl born and bred. And she wrote this song and she brought it to me and said, I've got this song and it's called Small Town Woman. And, you know, it's about the good things and the hard times, the bad things about, you know, being a woman in a small town. And this has been one that's been, you know, really close to my heart. Abby writes most of the songs for Smith & Jones, well, all of them really, and then we arrange them together. And this one's my favourite, and we did a really beautiful film clip in Bathurst where we filmed a heap of our favourite local women, so our favourite woman at the bookstore and our favourite barista at our favourite cafe, and Abby's mum's in there teaching her year two classroom and her sister, and we filmed it at some like really iconic Bathurst places. We didn't go to Mount Pan. We didn't do a lap. I know, maybe next film clip. But it's one that's really special to us and really close to our hearts. So we always like to dedicate this one to all the small town women out there.
Maybe I could take some morphine. God knows it's pain relief.
That's Smith and Jones. Lovely ladies. How beautiful is the blend of their voices? They're two totally unique voices. And Rob Mackay here, producer up the end as well, that knows all about working with different voices in the studio and from the work you do with the Bobcats. But the blend is beaut, isn't it, Rob?
Yeah, I was just enjoying the performance from this perspective and just watching them work together. And you work the stage beautifully, girls.
Lovely.
Lovely songs. You must come and record with me sometime.
Look out, he's putting a pitch there forward, girls. All right, well, we better hear some more music from Michael Waugh with Rob Mackay, because he's got a new album that's just waiting to come out. Scotty and I have both been privy to a little sneak listen. Michael, these songs you've been writing, they are top shelf, my friend.
Thank you.
And we are lucky to have you in Australia. So tell the people about this new album.
The record's called The Ashfield and the Oval. It's coming out on February the 16th. I made it with Shane Nicholson. And I'll give you the red hot tip. If you want to spend a really good fortnight, go and make a record with Shane Nicholson, because he is a just incredible human being, and I loved making it so much. But they're songs and stories about, you know, about where I come from, and lots of them sort of centre around farming life. And this song is actually the new single, which is going to be coming out on the same day as the album. And it's based on a story that was told to me. So because I try to be as honest as I can with what I write, what's kind of lovely is that, you know, after shows, people come up to me and have a chat about, you know, what, you know, that song reminded me of, you know, whatever. And this one man was being particularly moved by these stories I was telling about, you know, farming. And, you know, like, my dad could fix anything with anything. You know, he was just that sort of make-do guy. And this guy came up and he was telling me about this story about him and his brother. And I was so blown away by this man's story that I wrote on the car ride home, I wrote his song. Me and my big brother inherited what's left when Dad was burnt into the ground and finally laid to rest. He was from a generation where nothing was replaced. Did his own repairs when things broke down around the place. When you can't afford a new one, you just try to make do. Tied up with string, or you patch it up with glue. You sold the broken pieces, you pray that she'll be fine. And you hold the farm together with baling twine. WD-40 and hay bale twine. Well, they say necessity must be the mother of invention. Well, I reckon dairy farming gets an honourable mention. It's screwdrivers and ignitions to get use on the road. Pumps that don't have drive belts that still run with pantyhose. When you can't afford a new one, you just try to make do. Tie it up with string, or you patch it up with glue. You sold to broken pieces and you pray that she'll be fine. And you hold the farm together with baling twine. WD-40 and hay bale twine. When Dad was here, just making do was somehow just enough. Big business started moving in and bought our neighbours up. They replaced the little dairies with massive automations. And a little family business can't compete with corporations. When you can't afford a new one, you just try to make do. You tie it up with string, or you patch it up with glue. You sold to broken pieces, you pray that she'll be fine. And you
hold the fire together with baling twine. When the rear diff on the John Deere went, it was the final straw. My brother said, I'm sorry, I can't take this anymore. And it's 2 a.m. and he's been out the back since almost 9. I can't go out to the shed, I'm scared of what I'll find. 'Cause we can't afford a new one and we tried to make do. Some things are just too big to fix with bits of string and glue. And even till the end, my brother knew just how to find one last way to fix it all with baling twine. I've been thinking about my brother and of what I'd leave behind. And I'm tying little nooses with a baling twine.
Baling twine. Can't wait to be playing that one. Michael Waugh, Saturday Night Country, ABC Radio, from the DAG.
The Saturday Night Country House Concert with Felicity Urquhart at the 2018 Tamworth Country Music Festival.
All right, we are Saturday Night Country from the DAG, the Country Music Festival. It's a great way to wrap it up after the big hype of the Golden Guitar Awards, the glitz and glamour, and then we get back to reality, people. We're the, like the little worker bees here with the songs and stories, and this is what it's all about. And ladies, we're going to send the attention down that side of the stage again to Smith and Jones. And what's it like being a duo in the world of music and country music, singer-songwriters? Being on the road with a sister, well, not literally sisters, sisterhood, I mm-hmm. should say, does that mean you leave the boys at home and room together?
We yeah. do, yeah, quite often.
we're truly, we are so, so lucky as young women in the music industry. I feel like we've entered it at a time where women are capable of doing anything, especially young women. And we're so lucky that every single thing that we do is based around our friendship. We have been inseparable since we met each other. We do everything together. We run choirs. We obviously play together. You know, if one of us is having a bad day, we literally just get on the phone and call each other and we just have a big cry and then it's all done. We're very, very lucky.
Yeah. And we do a lot of miles in the car. We always joke that, you know, the car's like the counselling room.
Yeah.
We just get there and just talk about it all. We went to Melbourne for the first time last week. Yeah, on our way to Tamworth. We've been dying to go there and we had an awesome time. We did a couple of
gigs. You know that's not the direct route from Bathurst?
What, it didn't take anyone else from Bathurst 18 hours to get here? No. and we had an awesome time. But, we'd normally take Abby's 92 Corolla whenever we go anywhere. And people
Corolla.
Know it's like the Smith and Jones mobile. And you can always hear her coming down the road because her fan belt is one of the loudest I have ever heard. But we thought, oh, you know, we're driving a fair bit. Maybe we'll take my car, which is, you know, a little bit bigger and a little bit newer. And but I think the lesson we learnt was that we should have taken the Corolla because two country girls in the city trying to navigate some parking into some tiny Airbnb parks was not fun.
We came
back a bit bruised and battered with the old car. We ended up scraping up the side and denting in the door and, oh, God. Both sides.
Yeah, both sides.
We
just
did it once the first day we went there and then I said, no, Abby, you give it a go now. And
we evened it up.
Yeah, we evened it up. And then we kind of got over that. We're like, it's okay, it's a car, it's just aesthetic. We can get home, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. No one else is involved. And then we got so excited about going op shopping in Fitzroy, we parked in a Clearway and they towed the car with all our gear inside.
Yeah,
we had a great time. So the money it took to pick up the car was the money we made in Melbourne. So ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to buy an album today, whoa, would we appreciate it. Anyway, it's a good story.
Good times, yeah.
Sales pitch of the century.
We're gonna finish up with a our newest single, which came out a week ago, a bit ago, and it's actually the song that we've been playing for the longest, the original that we've been playing for the longest, and it's gone through a lot of different changes as we've played it, and it's kind of a sad story. It's about a person that I imagined. I often make up little stories and then go on a little journey with them. And this is one that's kind of stuck around for a while. It's about a man who breaks up with a girlfriend or a partner or whatever, and ends up in a small town on his own and really feels very lost and isolated and kind of invisible. I know I've felt like that before, and it's a strange feeling. So I wanted to write a song about this pretendy person. And this is how it goes. So this is your Aching Heart. Before we play it, though, thank you so much for you guys, to everybody here for listening so beautifully, and to Felice for asking us to come along. It really, really means so much to us. And we're so lucky to have shared the stage with so many beautiful people. This is... this is your Aching Heart.
Your aching heart.
Smith and Jones.
Thank you.
Sophie Jones. Abby Smith from Bathurst. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful ladies. Original songs. You heard about their trip to Tamworth, so don't be shy to support them and grab a copy of their album. On Saturday Night Country, ABC Radio, ABC Country Online, digital radio. If you missed the Golden Guitar Awards tonight, and we've got the highlights tomorrow on ABC TV, or it's actually today already, it's Sunday at 12:30. Tune in on ABC TV to watch the glitz and glamour and see who was wearing what and who took home the gold if you did miss it tonight on ABC Radio. We're Saturday Night Country at the house concert at the DAG in Nundle. Up next, Michael Wall.
Saturday Night Country in Tamworth on ABC Radio and ABC Country.
This is from, this was the first single from my new record. It's a song about my brother, and it's actually, I'd finished making the record, and then my brother got some news, and I wrote this song as a gift for him. And Shane made some time. It was around the Melbourne Cup long weekend, and he moved some stuff aside so I could record this song and give it to my brother as a gift. And around January, this time last year, he said, 20 times a day I listen to that bloody song. It's like my anthem. So with his permission, I'm sharing it with you. No, I'm telling you right now, this thing won't get him down. My little brother is a fighter, I should know. 'Cause with every disagreement and in every game, he's a determined little C-word with a filthy turn of phrase. It's always F and this, F and that, what a little B. It's got another dirty word, and it starts with a C. He seasons every sentence with the worst things you've heard. He's got the biggest effing heart for a little C word. Tamara doesn't like it when he drops the F-bomb. She says you better watch your mouth round the kids. He loves his beautiful wife, she's a pretty good one. He gets about as good as he gives. When he says F and this, F and that, what a little bee. He's got another dirty word, and it starts with a C. He seasons every sentence with the worst things you've heard. He's got the biggest F and heart for a little C word. At the kids' grand finals, down the dog track with Dad, he's got a colourful way of expressing how he feels when the game goes bad. So when he got the news, he loses his sense of humour. Says, I'm like Schwarzenegger, this thing is not a tumour. Scaring all the nurses with his joking and his cursing. Tamara had to tell me when he couldn't find the words about this, F and that, what it would be. It's got this awful bloody thing, and it starts with the C. But he's gonna get better, he's got that trip to Phuket. He's got aisles to walk down with his daughters, grand finals to be at. He's got his wife, he's got their grandkids to see. He's got the biggest effing heart for a little bloke with the big C. And I'm telling you right now, this thing won't get him down.
Michael Wall, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks again to my lovely friends. We're a chain of joy around your heart.
Wear a chain of joy around your heart. Link by silver link, we'll circle right back to the start. Wear a chain of joy around your heart. Dig yourself a hole and jump on in. Dig yourself a hole and jump on in. If it rains, it pours, no less, no more. It's a good day for a swim. Dig yourself a hole and jump on in. Blue, 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 underneath the sky blue. It's you and me forever and blue, blue, blue. If there's one thing I know, it's true. It's you and me forever and always. You go on and cry, baby, cry. You go on and cry, baby, cry. Till the river runs deep and it's clear and it's sweet and the fish are jumping high. You go on and cry, baby, cry.
How good you are at singing. You've proved it, so you got to sing this one with me. It is Wear a Chain of Joy Around Your Heart. You ready? Wear a chain of joy around your heart. Just repeat it. Wear a chain of joy around your heart. Link by silver link. Link by silver link. We'll circle right back to the start. Wear a chain of joy around your heart. And again, it was so good. Wear a chain of joy around your heart. Wear a chain of joy around your heart. Link by silver link. Link by silver link. We'll circle right back to the start. Wear a chain of joy around your heart. That's right. Blue, 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 underneath the sky of blue. It's you. Scotty LeMond and me on Saturday Night Country. As long as they'll have a Scotty. Always. Thank you so much. Put your hands together again for the Dag. All our wonderful special guests. Thank you, everybody. That's Happy Tamworth.
ABC Radio.
There's lots of possibility.
There's a lot of amazing people here.
I love being here because I learn something new every single day.
Great place to live. Wouldn't live anywhere else.
It's just lovely.
You almost get a bit teary, to be honest.
This is ABC Radio.